difficult to breathe. Glass shatters in a bright storm, leaving shallow cuts across my face and hands, shredding my clothes. Killorn looks worse than I do, his bandages red with fresh blood, but he keeps moving, careful not to outpace us. My brother's grip never weakens, but he begins to tire, paling with every new jump. I'm not helpless, using my sparks to deflect the jagged metal shrapnel that even Shade can't jump us away from. But we're not enough, not even to save ourselves. How much farther? My voice sounds small, drowned out by the tide of war. Against the haze, I can't see farther than a few feet, but I can still feel. And what I feel are wings, engines, electricity, screaming overhead, swooping closer and closer. We might as well be mice waiting for hawks to pluck us from the ground. Shade stops us short, his honey-colored eyes sweeping back and forth. For one frightening second, I fear he might be lost. "Wait," he says, knowing something we don't. He stares upward at the skeleton of a once great structure. It's massive, taller than the highest spire of the Hall of the Sun, wider than the great Caesar's Square of Archeon. A tremor runs down my spine when I realize it's moving. Back and forth, side to side, swaying on twisting supports already worn by centuries of neglect. As we watch, it starts to tip, slumping slowly at first, like an old man settling into his chair, then faster and faster, falling above us and around us. "Hold on to me," Shade shouts over the din, adjusting his grip on us both. He wraps his arm around my shoulders, crushing me to him, almost too tight to bear. I expect the now unpleasant sensation of jumping, but it never comes. Instead, I'm greeted by a more familiar sound. Gunfire. Now it isn't Shade's ability saving my life, but his flesh. A bullet meant for me catches him in the meat of his upper arm, while another strafes his leg. He roars in anguish, almost falling to the cracked earth beneath. I feel the shot through him, but I have no time for pain. More bullets sing through the air, too fast and numerous to fight. We can only run, fleeing both the collapsing building and the oncoming army. One cancels out the other, with the twisted steel falling between the Legion and us. At least that's what should happen. Gravity and fire made the structure fall, but the might of the magnetron stop it from shielding us. When I look back, I can see them, with silver hair and black armor, a dozen or so sweeping away every falling beam and steel support. I'm not close enough to see their faces, but I know how Samos well enough. Evangeline and Ptolemus direct their family, clearing the streets so the Legion can press on, so they can finish what they started and kill us all. If only Cal had destroyed Ptolemus in the arena. If only I had shown Evangeline the same level of kindness she showed me. Then we might have a chance. But our mercy has a cost, and it might be our lives. I hold on to my brother, supporting him as best I can. Killorn does most of the heavy lifting. He takes the bulk of Shade's weight, half dragging him toward a still-smoking impact crater. We gladly dive into it, finding some refuge from the storm of bullets, but not much, not for long. Killorn pants and sweat beads on his brow. He rips off one of his own sleeves, using it to bandage up Shade's leg. Blood stains it quickly. "Can you jump?" My brother furrows his brow, feeling not his pain but his strength. I understand that well enough. Slowly he shakes his head, his eyes going dark. "Not yet," Killorn curses under his breath. "Then what do we do?" It takes me a second to realize he's asking me and not my older brother, not the soldier who knows battle better than us, but he's not really asking me either. Not Mayor Barrow of the Stilts, the thief, his friend. Killorn is looking to someone else now, to who I became in the halls of a palace and the sands of an arena. He's asking the Lightning Girl. "Mayor, what do we do?" "You leave me, that's what you do," Shade growls through clenched teeth, answering before I can. "You run to the river. You find Farley, I'll jump to you as soon as I can." "Don't lie to a liar," I say, trying my best to keep from shaking. My brother was only just returned to me, a ghost back from the dead. I won't let him slip away again, not for anything. We're getting out of here together. All of us.